The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, Dom. I'm classifying this as a Thursday edition. Thirsty. I didn't say college or colored. I said thirsty.
Thirsty Thursday. Well, after National Tequila Day yesterday, I could use a little water today. Good to see you, Crudy Rich, working the board, working the sound, working the phones. You can join us 844-967-2789.
Dominic, this country so thirsty for leadership. I mean, I think Michael J. Fox, there used to be a sitcom on something about the mayor in New York City, and he talked about, you know, the people so thirsty for leadership, they'll crawl towards the mirage, and they'll drink the sand. And that's the way this nation felt just a few short days ago, Dom.
I can't believe it's been
a few short days. But suddenly, I'm not going to say our thirst has been quenched, Dom, but when watching the speech of the president last night, his no explanations given speech from the Oval Office, and I certainly respect the president, I've told you, no more trash talking Joe. He is a statesman. I revere him forevermore. But that speech left me parched, Dom. I'm just telling you, it left me parched.
Parched, man. What are you talking about? He hit all the right points, man, putting the country ahead of his own personal ambition, unifying the party, you know, leaving us a republic if we can keep it. It's up to us. I thought it was a great speech.
Dominic, that was near beer at best. I was just in West Dallas. I was just in Milwaukee on Tuesday. And not only did I quench my thirst at Campali with you on Taco Tuesday, Dom, I quenched my thirst for leadership, the room we were in, and when I say the room, it was me, it was Eric Franke from Channel 3, and, oh yeah, the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, she showed up as well. And I got to tell you, Dom, the energy she brought to that room and the room responded to her, dude, they have launched her campaign ad, and that ad was filmed in its entirety, I would say, right there in West Dallas, in that gymnasium. My only regret about that ad, because this is visually stunning. We're going to play it for you on the radio, but this is a visual product. I'm sure you're going to see it on the YouTubes, or you're going to see it on a local TV station. This is damn good stuff. I mean, I really like this ad. You can feel the energy, but visually, I'm just telling you, Kamala hits the stage. You got a gymnasium full of people just coming off the rafters for her. That is the backdrop. And then you see Donald Trump in his red MAGA hat and the, you know, they blur it and he looks just a little ominous as he typically does. Let's start with the ad. Let's show you what the energy, what is quenching my thirst this week, Dom. It is the energy of a new candidate turning the page, passing the torch, passing the drinks, perhaps Kamala Harris here. Is the new campaign ad shot in West Dallas, Wisconsin.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate.
The Trump
show. But us, we choose something different.
In the crowd in West Dallas.
We choose freedom.
Freedom!
freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, where no one is above the law. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com and let's get to work.
I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
You got to see it, though. I mean, it sounds good, but it looks a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, it is very visually well done.
Visually captivating. I don't see my red hat, though. Where was I?
Crudy, it'd be a better ad if I was in it. You know, man.
Only from my perspective.
Fear and hate versus freedom. I mean, that's a pretty easy choice when it's presented to you in that regard. And when she talks about, you know, no one is above the law, there's lots of shots, lots of newspaper clippings and so forth. Of Trump being indicted and convicted and so forth. No, it's very visually stunning. I thought it's a good ad.
I'd put me down for great. Great ad. This might be the best.
It'd be a great if you were in it, Crudy. Otherwise, this is
no,
just a good
no,
ad.
I'm not even going to hold back with my modest reservation that I don't see myself. I'm putting it down for great. A-plus work. I mean, I'm sure she's got the best team. And I did see the cameras, you know, as they were walking around, and this is not usually what you see. Looked a little more like a Hollywood because they were moving the cameras, you know, they were getting those angles from crowd level, and I could see that was happening in the room. And I'm thinking, they don't let any of our cameras that close, you know, because we're behind the crowd. We in the, well, if I was at a Trump rally, they'd say in the crooked media pen, but in the media pen at the Kamala rally, none of the cameras are moving. You could barely move yourself. Your elbows to you know what.
Right,
man.
Everything is stationary. So they were obviously recording for this.
Yes. So I saw it happening and I'm thinking, well, of course you're going to roll it out. But what a great backdrop. Wes Dallas was off the hook for Kamala Harris. And it's on the Journal Sentinel. They've noticed as well, Dom. Let's take a little of the coverage from our friends over at the Journal Sentinel. It was a tight turnaround, but Vice President Kamala Harris's rally at West Ellis Central High on Tuesday afternoon. That was 2 days ago, Dom. I was there 2 days ago, man. It seems like a week ago, a month ago. But on Tuesday afternoon, played a starring role in Harris's first presidential campaign video, which was released this morning. Then again, the Harris presidential campaign has had a tight turnaround, too. Yeah, they've had to turn a few things around. President Joe Biden announced Sunday afternoon that he was dropping out of the race for re-election and instead endorsing his vice president. Harris, who had planned to make a Biden campaign stop in Milwaukee area Tuesday, turned it into her first presidential campaign stop. And the 1 minute, 19 second video pulls heavily from West Dallas Central, where Harris spoke to a packed gymnasium. I was going to throw enthusiastic in there just for good measure. That's not what's written here, though. Delivering her opening argument against the Republican nominee Donald Trump. And numerous times, fans at West Ellis Central can be seen holding up signs in support as they cheer her on with Beyonce's Freedom as the soundtrack. It's also, and I don't know if we noted this on the air, Dom, it's so refreshing that the artist actually gave consent to use their music. Like, she's not just stealing music and blowing through licensing requirements like Trump
does
often.
Like when the Dropkick Murphys asked Scott Walker to stop using their Shipping Up to Boston song at his rallies because, what they tweet out, we literally hate you.
One of many examples. I mean, Trump doesn't have permission from the Rolling Stones to play them at his rallies either, and he continuously does it. They've received enough cease and desist letters from Mick Jagger. I don't know how they're not embroiled in constant lawsuits. Here is a little more, a quote from the video. We played the sound thereof. There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate, Harris said in a voiceover while Trump was shown on the screen. Yep. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom. In the video, Harris touches on many of the same themes she talked about at the rally. In this election, we face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in, Harris said. Echoing her speech on Monday, Harris gained enough support from delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. The Democratic National Convention, August 19th to 22nd in Chicago. Now we got all day, all night anchoring duties. We're going to play on KTNF, 9:50 a.m. in Minneapolis. We're going to play on WCPT, 8:20 a.m. So if you want the primetime coverage, you're going to have to follow us either to Facebook, Devils Advocates Facebook. We'll stream it out all week long. Or you're going to have to utilize one of those two fine station streams to listen to us. But we're going to do our normal, great as ever show from Radio Row at the United Center. We'll be doing the 4 to 6 slot, so you can find us. The Madison people, you're going to miss the extra hour that week. Come on, man. We're doing like 7 hours a day. You'll be okay.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You won't be thirsty for more Devil's Advocates that week, will you, Dom? So anyways.
No, not at all. Chaos, fear, or hate and hate versus freedom. I love it. Certainly Donald Trump is the chaos agent. I mean, he leaves chaos in the wake, man. He is the chaos master. Fear, a lot of fear, man. I mean, Donald Trump, there's no hope, right? There's no plan. It's just Donald Trump, you know, telling you who you need to hate. And of course, the hate part of it. Chaos, fear, and hate seems to resonate with the MAGA messaging lately. And as Kamala Harris has mentioned before, we know their type. We know the type. She's gone after the fraudsters, the sexual predators, the perpetrators. That's what Trump is.
You know, her husband, Doug Imhoff, the second gentleman, he's going to be in the state of Wisconsin this Saturday. He's going to be campaigning in the Wausau area. He's going to a Hmong festival there. Apparently, it's well attended. And the Hmongs make up 12% of the population in Marathon County. That's where Wausau, Wisconsin is located. But across the state of Wisconsin, 50,000 Hmongs we count as citizens here in the state of Wisconsin. The margins, perhaps 20,000 in a presidential race in this state.
It all counts.
Oh, everybody Harris's counts. Campaign's hungry for all the votes.
Yeah.
Trump just likes it chaotic. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Trump also had stuff to say. We'll tell you about that later. Even his own rally attendees, they know the juice, it's all with Harris. And the Devil's Advocates, of course. Come back with us. Join us on the phones, 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, I know you're a bit of a city boy, city slicker, yeah. But I find myself out in rural Wisconsin quite a bit these days, occasionally fishing. And here's the good news. Now I can go fishing and shooting at the same time, thanks to the good people at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And if you're like, who are those people, sometimes described as WILL by the acronym? Why, they're the law firm that fights every battle, every cultural war of the right. And if they can extend more gun rights to Wisconsinites and hell across the nation, Dom, that's their goal. It was strange to me today, the vice president, she was giving a speech. And obviously, she's the top of the ticket. And Faulkner, the one black Fox host that I'm aware of, maybe they have more, but she's on during the daytime. Faulkner was playing the speech in part of the vice president speaking to the American Federation of Teachers, I believe, the event. And she was speaking today about gun control. The teachers, you know, like gun control. And she said they want to ban books. And we would like to ban assault rifles. Can you see the contrast here? And, yeah, you know, right. She knew her audience, and she was certainly speaking to an audience of teachers. But Fox News, literally, Faulkner, the host, cut off this speech in real time and said she's not talking about the important issues. Apparently, gun shootings at schools, school shootings, not supposed to be important to the teachers?
No, of course not. Have you listened to Donald Trump after a couple of hours, a couple of days, maybe? Get over it.
Didn't he get shot at like a week and a half ago? I mean, that wasn't so long ago either. That was like the prior weekend. He got shot at by an AR-15. But of course, it's never the right time to talk about restricting access to guns. So again, Kamala Harris on the stump today. Quite a contrast. Now, Fox News is not going to play it for you, CJ. But I got to tell you, there is quite a contrast. But here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, damn it, if I can't take my guns fishing with me again, thank God. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry firearms after a rule banning them was rescinded by the state following a lawsuit brought by a gun rights advocate. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed in an order released today to rescind the rule barring anglers from carrying firearms. Those fish scare me sometimes, Dom. Pew-pew! The lawsuit challenging the ban as a violation of the constitutional right to bear arms was brought by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Oh, Dom loves those guys.
Well, I would note of the you talk about all the right wing things that they go in and try to fight for. They did their own investigation into the election that Donald Trump claims was stolen from him and found that that was not the case.
So not here in the state of Wisconsin. Well. Will.
Correct.
Literally audited the election and found no major shenanigans here. The DNR agreed to rescind the rule enacted in 1999 as soon as possible, and both sides submitted a joint motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Here's a statement for the attorney for Will who brought this case. This action by the DNR properly restores the liberties provided by our Constitution to our client and thousands of Wisconsin anglers. That means fishermen. Will had argued the rule was overly broad and limited all firearms along the waterways in the state, not just those that could be used to harvest a fish. Yeah. You know, people were shooting at fish, Dom. That's why this rule was enacted by the DNR, especially when they were sturgeon, those huge prehistoric fish, and musky fishing up north there. Hey, they got some hell of a big muskies, right? And they got big teeth. And some people didn't want to go get their lures. They had to stick a bullet behind his gill first.
Curdy, the gun ban has not been enforced since 2011 when Wisconsin legalized the carrying of concealed weapons, said DNR spokesperson Molly Meister. The department will continue to enforce laws that prohibit unauthorized methods of fishing, including the use of a firearm, gun, or similar device to harvest a fish.
What about the M-80? You know, like... Can I use dynamite to blast them?
I'm not sure on the rules of harvesting fish. You know, I'm not a big fisherman. I mean, I fished when I was a kid out in the country. They haven't enforced this law since 2011. I would argue they're probably right. Why? Just because I'm fishing, I can't carry my gun with me. And if you're like really out in the wilderness, I mean, there's bears, there's coyotes, there's wolves, man. I mean, if I'm in the back 40, should am I going to defend myself with my fishing rod? No, man. I think this is not a big deal.
Are you worried about going on the Milwaukee River fishing and getting mugged, Dom?
No, not at all. I don't go fishing. I'm telling you, man. Up by my mom's when I was in Wasaki driving the kids out to the lake, I see big ass black bears running across the roads, man. I mean, there's wildlife out there, and it can be dangerous. If someone's fishing, man, they got a right to protect themselves. Can you give me any reason to justify why there should be a rule? I couldn't carry a gun when I go fishing?
Because people shoot at the water, and water has a reflective quality to it that causes it to shoot bullets in unknown and unpredictable directions. And
yeah,
they wouldn't have enacted this rule if people didn't have a habit of maybe having a couple beers in
the
boat.
So it's still illegal to do that, right?
Less illegal.
It's not more or less illegal. I mean, it was illegal then. It's illegal now. That was the wrong remedy for a.
What if
problem.
You're just randomly shooting at the water, Dom? Not utilizing the gun to harvest the fish.
Should we make a law you can't have any weapons within 100 yards of a school or a waterway? I mean, come on, man. No, man, idiots are going to be idiots no matter what happens, be it throwing M80s in the water or shooting at it. Doesn't make it right, but to enact a law that says no, nobody can have a gun when they're fishing. A lot of folks are out there camping in the wilderness, man. I don't know if you've ever been out there, man, when the big bears are walking around, but, you know, it's nice to have a weapon besides a fishing pole.
You know, I'd like to take you fishing and then shoot you in the face.
You and Fredo, man.
Have you say a few Hail Marys.
Exactly.
Come back with us. We've got a fine show. We got a guest coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. He's our very direct friend, Matt Flynn. Friend Flynn. Hard to say really quickly, at least for a guy like me. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You can do the talking if you dial the phone at 844-967-2789.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday edition. That guitar work threw me a little off there.
Yeah, it's the live version, man. It's a little off. Smoke on the Water, man. That is literally that's my religious song. Like, whenever I hear the church bells ringing in the neighborhood or something along those lines, I think, man, what? I don't want to hear that. But how would people feel if I just played Smoke on the Water as loud as I could every time at, you know, 8 o'clock every Sunday morning? Would they like that? And I think they probably wouldn't. So why do I need to hear the church bells? But, you know, these are the things I ponder. And Richie Blackmore, one of the greatest guitar players ever.
Lasso there. That wasn't a great version.
That was live. That was
like an Everclear version. Very hammer drunk kind of version. 844-967-2789. Catch us before we start day drinking. I think I see Jack there.
Too late. No.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere. Jack somewhere, from man. The Mac, welcome back, man. You bringing your gun out to the ferry and going shooting from the boats, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Sure, get shoot them all and let God sort it out. Oh, no, that's the wrong. Anyway, Kamala Harris, man, I wish I had been at that rally. I have a house in West Dallas, 6 blocks from the Central. And if I could have gotten in, I would have been there. But I did listen to it on Civic Media, and wow, probably one of the best introductory candidate speeches I've ever heard. And I go back as far as Jack Kennedy. I'd say it's in the same league as Kennedy, in the same league as Barack Obama, just as two examples.
Jack, she certainly rose to the moment. I was in the room, and first, she basked it in, and then she gave a hell of a first speech as the nominee for the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. They're going to have a heck of a time attacking her on what their four major, I guess you'd call them platform planks, so they really were more fear-mongering. They're not going to get her on crime because she has been a very successful prosecutor. They're not going to get her on the economy because the economy is probably one of the best economies we've ever had. They're not going to get her on immigration. Oops, gee, we just trashed immigration. And foreign policy as an understudy to Biden, excuse me. So they're going to have what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to try to smear her personally, something like maybe a cat lady with no kids. Well, she's even pro-life because she decided to raise a kid that wasn't her own, and that's about as pro-life as I think anybody can get.
Well, don't tell J.D. Vance that, Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, appreciate your phone call. We were going to get to the, I swear to God, my Facebook stream lit up It was like childless cat ladies unite. It's like someone put out the cat signal. And my Facebook page was getting lit up last night by people basically memeing in response to these inarticulate things that J.D. Vance apparently said about childless women. And, you know, they have no stake in the future of America, effectively. They're just cat women.
No skin in the game. I mean, what an asinine perspective.
He's not been a good rollout so far. By contrast, the Kamala Harris, she's had a great rollout. You couldn't have written it in Hollywood any better. Hell, this new video rollout, man, it is going to be very visually compelling. And we're going to tell you about it a little bit later in the show. But I got to tell you, even at the Trump rally, they were acknowledging, the Trumpsters were acknowledging, Kamala has all the juice right now. She has all the momentum. They feel a turn in this race. And the polling would seem to indicate a turn as well. Dom, there is some polling out today.
They feel the turn. I mean, it is so dramatically different now from two old white guys to one old white guy and one 59-year-old vice presidential candidate from Jamaican and Asian backgrounds. You know what I mean? I mean, that is entirely a new thing, and they feel it. And now, by comparison, you can't help but feel it. You can't help but see it. You look at Trump and you look at Harris, just physically and mentally, it's an entirely different world. And they, if they're getting it, you know they're concerned.
Dom at thehill.com. Trump edges out Harris in key swing states, ties with her in Wisconsin, according to new polling. Former President Trump is narrowly leading Vice President Harris, the likely Democratic presidential nominee, in several battleground states, and the two are tied in Wisconsin, according to a new set of polls. Again, these are pretty early polls. She's only been a candidate since Tuesday. The survey, maybe call it Sunday afternoon, but officially she gathered the delegates by Tuesday. She made the announcement in West Allis. The survey released by Emerson College Polling in the Hill today found Trump leading Harris by 5 points in Arizona, 49-44, by 2 points in Georgia, that's a tightening, 48-46, 1 point in Michigan, 46-45, and 2 points in Pennsylvania, tied at 47 with Trump in Wisconsin. And in every state except Arizona, the polling falls within the survey's margin of error, meaning Trump and Harris could actually be tied in most of the battleground state matchups. And Harris notably outpaces President Biden in polling in each of the battleground states since a similar survey was released earlier this month, outperforming President Biden in Georgia by 5 points, 4 points in Arizona and Wisconsin, 3 points in Michigan and Pennsylvania. That's a pretty significant shift, Dom.
Yes, the Spencer Kimball, the executive director of the Emerson College polling, said this. Harris has recovered a portion of the vote for the Democrats on the presidential ticket since the fallout after the June 27th debate. Harris's numbers now reflect similar support levels to those of Biden back in March. Young voters have shifted towards Harris. Her support increased by 16 points in Arizona, 8 in Georgia, 5 in Michigan, 11 in Pennsylvania, and 1 in Wisconsin since earlier polling this month.
And you know,
imagine that. The young folks are a little more engaged, a little more excited about the younger Kamala Harris.
And it's not reported here at this Hill piece, Dom. What was the point? Apparently I've forgotten it. 844-967-2789. Had a Joe Biden moment there for just a second. Yeah.
Put him out to pasture. You're done.
The calls for me to step down and turn over the reins will be coming shortly. I feel quite confident.
To a much younger and vibrant Dominic.
844-967-2789. Vibrant, though? Vibrant, really? One of your more distinguished qualities.
No? It depends on the day. I'm vibrant on the inside.
That's just the tequila glowing.
Mm.
So Harris is already moving the polling. I think that is effectively a good thing. I think the people are already starting to sense this. And I don't even think Harris has had a full rollout, right? I mean, we don't even know who her vice presidential candidate is.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's what most people are going to vote for, but it does give her another opportunity to grab some attention away from Donald Trump. Now, Trump's back on the campaign rally, right? Did, what was it, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then on to Charlotte. And his followers are starting to sense the change already. And Trump yesterday, I mean, he basically went out and said, you know, I'm going to be bad now. Usually he doesn't tell the people, he just does it. But think about this. This was a guy who got, what, shot in the ear, got his ear pierced by an AR-15 bullet not more than a week and a half ago. And then he had the RNC in Milwaukee. And it was supposed to be unifying to him. But he's all in and attacking Kamala already. She's 2 days in the race, and he's all in. She's crazy, Kamala. He's got all sorts of monikers for her. Derision for her. But all that talk of unity, like a week ago, let's bury our divisions.
No,
man. Oh, that's come gone. On. All that goodwill. No,
it was just lip service, of course. You can't be something that you're not. And Donald Trump is not about unity. Donald Trump is not about anybody other than Donald Trump. And if he feels like he's falling a little behind, especially when he gets cornered, especially when he starts, you know, seeing some of his lead perhaps wane, well, he gets very defensive. He gets very concerned and he lashes out because that's what Donald Trump does.
Well, I would say it's beyond waning. He's losing his lead in many of the swing states. And overall, I don't think Trump will be leading this race for very much longer. I've told you. And I've told the New Yorker, Emily Witt over at the New Yorker, the entire margin of victory in the state of Wisconsin, 20,000 votes. I think we've seen a shift of more than 20,000 votes since Joe Biden stepped out of the race on Sunday. We've seen the enthusiasm of the base turn up tremendously. Oh, I remember the point I was going to make. It's not included in this newest polling at the Hill, but all those claims by Donald Trump that he's been winning over black voters.
Yeah.
All of that newfound support from black voters evaporated in less than 48 hours. It all went to Harris. Shocker. Shocker, Dom.
Throw this one out there, Crudy. I tweeted this out yesterday. Andrew Yang. He's getting behind the Kamala Harris campaign, so it's all over.
Did he do the Donald math, Dom?
He does the math. That's what he does. That's what Andrew Yang does. He does the math. Also, Nick Fuentes, you know, racist, nationalist Nick Fuentes. Well, he is not, apparently as of yet, supportive of Donald Trump. And in his comments, you can imagine he was critical of the vice presidential pick in J.D. Vance because of what, his wife's ethnicity? So you got that. But let me just throw this one out there. Jennifer Aniston, man, she entered the 2024 election news cycle to call out former President Trump's running mate, hillbilly elegy author, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, over his remarks about people who haven't born children. The Emmy-winning Friends star on Wednesday shared her disbelief over a resurfaced clip of the GOP nominee for vice president, who in 2021 likened Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris to, quote, childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and make the choices that they've made, Vance said. They want to make the rest of the country miserable, too. Now, posting a tweet about the clip on her Instagram story, the actor wrote, I truly can't believe this is coming from a potential VP of the United States. The morning show star, who opened up about her infertility struggles in 2022, then directed her comments to Vance himself while alluding to the Republican Party's support of personhood laws that would affect access to abortion, in vitro fertilization procedures, and certain types of contraception. She went on to say this, all I can say is, Mr. Vance, I pray that your daughter is fortunate enough to bear children of her own one day. I hope she will not need to turn to IVF as a second option because you are trying to take that away from her too. I mean, come on.
It gets worse.
Rachel from Cheers? I mean, Rachel, you lost Rachel from Cheers.
Friends.
I'm sorry, Friends. Thank you, Friends. Diane from Cheers, Rachel from Friends.
It gets worse, Tom. You know who else is greatly offended by this childless Catwoman talk? The Swifties.
Uh-oh.
Oh, You have angered an army worldwide. You know, the other very interesting point, not just the monetary windfall for Kamala Harris, but also the number of new registered Democratic voters in the last 3 days have set a record. And the last time they had seen this much interest in registering to vote was at the prompting of Taylor Swift. So Kamala already beat Taylor's record. And now J.D. Vance going after catless, childless cat ladies. You are going after the wrong people. That is a dangerous constituency. And I'm just talking about one singular Taylor Swift now. More Devil's Advocates. Dom Fierzer. That's why he takes his gun fishing.
I love cats.
Yeah, but you hate Swifties.
2789. That is so not true.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take. If you want to join the political party, 844-967-2789.
I'm surrounded by old rockers. You guys have taken me back to Freedom Rock, dude.
Black Sabbath. Oh, man, they weren't playing any Rainbow or Black Sabbath or Deep Purple, man. That was all Freedom Rock. Turn it up.
Dominic, I would.
That was a little too rough for the boys back then.
Hey, we have an audience of childless cat ladies and others. Yeah. And other very nice people. But if you're a childless cat lady, J.D. Vance doesn't like you. You don't have enough skin in the American future, apparently. Yeah,
you are miserable because you're not married and you want to pass your miserable little existence with your scrawny old cat onto everybody else. That's what he thinks. Now, if you were up and with it and, you know, got yourself into shape and, you know, got yourself a good man, maybe you'd be happier with a dog and a couple of kids. Is that really what he's saying? I mean, that's the other side of that criticism, because what would J.D. Vance think would fix that problem of those single women with cats? Well, of course, being married to guys like Glenn Grothman and having kids and dogs.
Dominic, got a joke sent to me by our pal Jeff. I heard Donald J. Trump was going to take J.D. Vance furniture shopping, but Ashley Furniture has a 500-foot restraining order against him. If you haven't heard the alleged incident with J.D. Vance and a couch, I'm sharing that in the 4 o'clock hour. You got to stick around for that, but let's get back.
You got to wait.
Oh, you got to wait. I'm teasing that till later. Because if you don't know that story, you're going to want to hear that story. Dom, from reporting at the Washington Post, 3 years ago, well before J.D. Vance was selected as Donald Trump's running mate, he suggested in a TV interview that some Democrats, including Vice President Harris, are a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable. Those 2021 comments are resurfacing on social media now that Harris is the likely Democratic nominee, sparking a fresh wave of anger from women who say it's offensive to those struggling with fertility issues and inaccurate that people without children don't really have a direct stake in the country's future. At the same time, many on social media are embracing and owning the childless cat lady label as a point of pride. I'm telling you, my Facebook stream absolutely was taking joy and pride in representing this fact last night, Dom. And with many even pointing to reported billionaire Taylor Swift as a prime example of a highly successful one, seen even on her 2023 Time Person of the Year cover with her fluffy ragdoll wrapped around her neck. That's a cat. She literally posed for Person of the Year with her cat. She is a childless cat lady, Taylor Swift. You're messing with the wrong people, J.D. Vance. A little bit more. Nikki Barnes, a previous member of the Democratic National Committee for Florida. There's a movement, she says. Childless cat ladies for Harris 2024 image quickly amassing nearly 2 million views. On TikTok, people are snapping up cat ladies for Harris 2024 stickers. It's always funny when they take your insult and make it a meme against you, Dom. The vociferous response to the resurfaced Vance comments, which have been shared widely and amassed nearly 28 million views on Twitter posts shared Monday, only underscore how female reproductive rights, including access to abortion, birth control, and in vitro fertilization, will be major drivers in the 2024 race. Gender and racial attacks like the one she experienced as a primary candidate in the 2020 race are posed to accelerate now that she's the likely nominee. And for the record, Harris, 59, became a stepmom of two when she married Douglas Imhoff in 2014 and has been deeply involved in the lives of stepchildren Ella and Cole. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who Vance also singled out, he threw Pete Buttigieg in with the childless cat lady's dime, also singled out in his comments describing how the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. Well, of course, the Buttigieg's adopted twins, Dom. And Harris spokesperson Amara Moussa said that unlike Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Vice President Harris understands that every single American has a stake in the country's future. So we know what Jennifer from Friends said, Dom.
Here's one, Curdy, a little bit farther down in the Washington Post article here. Meghan McCain, a talk show host and daughter of the late GOP Senator John McCain from Arizona.
When has she ever been right about anything, though, Meghan McCain?
Listen, I've been trying to warn every conservative man I know. These J.D. Vance comments are activating women across all sides, including my most conservative Trump-supporting friends. The remarks have caused real pain and are just innately unchristian. This is not who we are, she said.
I like Whoopi's.
To differ, that's exactly who you are. That's your guy. It's not like people didn't know he said this. That's your guy. So you're concerned what he has to say, but when Trump goes off and, you know, I don't know, rapes people, that's fine? You don't think that's problematic? But when J.D. Vance makes snide comments about old cat ladies and no children, that's where you draw the line? Sexual assault? Fine. Cat comments? Bad.
The View host, Whoopi Goldberg, also waited on the show Wednesday. Sir, there are people who have chosen not to have children for whatever reason. There are people who want to have children who cannot. How dare you? You never had a baby. Your wife had a baby. You know nothing about this. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We know nothing about this. Our wives had all the babies. Come back with us a happy hour, and I swear I'll tell you what J.D. Vance allegedly did to a couch. It's come under question whether or not it's true. So we will expose it for the truth that it is or isn't. And the happier, happier of the Devil's Advocates. I hope you stick around. But, you know, you may need some earmuffs for the kids.